I'm Matt Pike for Nathan Steedley with Ag News. Clean Fuels Alliance America joined other national trade groups in sending a letter to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, urging the agency to set robust, timely, and multi-year renewable fuel standards for 2026 and beyond. The groups represent fuel producers, marketers, and agricultural feedstock suppliers who agree that strong RFS volumes will help deliver U.S. energy dominance. Since the enactment of the RFS, our nation has benefited from increased energy security, an enhanced agriculture industry, and lower carbon fuel operations, the groups wrote. We believe strong, steady volumes for conventional biofuel targets, biomass-based diesel, and advanced fuels would more accurately reflect the availability and ongoing investments in feedstocks and production capacity. The groups also say it would reflect the increased demands in new markets, such as marine, rail, and aviation. Our industries will work to continue providing liquid fuels with the significant renewable fuel volumes the country needs, the groups added. The Trump administration is working to reverse the terminations of several USDA employees working on an agency response to highly pathogenic avian influenza. A USDA spokesperson said several positions working on the response were fired last weekend. The spokesperson also said several of the positions were exempt from the recent cuts by Trump's Department of Government Efficiency led by Elon Musk. Reports say the positions that were in the process of developing a bird flu response included veterinarians, animal health technicians, and other emergency response personnel. USDA continues to prioritize the response to highly pathogenic avian influenza, the spokesperson said. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service frontline positions are considered public safety positions. We're continuing to hire the workforce necessary to ensure the safety and adequate supply of food to fulfill our statutory mission. Bird flu continues to threaten poultry flocks, which is boosting egg prices. Senator Tammy Baldwin is one of many elected officials calling on the Trump administration to quickly develop a plan to contain the avian flu outbreak in the nation's poultry flocks and dairy herds. The devastating impact on the poultry flocks is driving the cost of eggs to record high levels. Baldwin wrote a letter to the administration after the Health and Human Services Department refused to provide updated information to the public and the CDC didn't release the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report for the first time in decades due to the pause on all public health communications. The average wholesale price for large white shell eggs reached $8 a dozen, a 218% increase from the $2.51 consumers were paying in 2023, she said in the letter. HPAI detections and egg price increases won't slow down unless your administration commits to a robust response. A nationwide survey of beekeepers has revealed catastrophic honeybee colony losses across the U.S. Commercial operations report an average loss of 62% of their populations between June 2024 and February 2025. These alarming losses currently surpass historical trends. This could significantly impact U.S. agriculture, particularly crop pollination for almonds, fruits, vegetables, and other essential food sources. Early reports of severe colony losses began pouring in last month from beekeepers across the country, said Danielle Downey, executive director of Project APIS. Our group and others have come together quickly to launch this survey to find out the scope and severity of the losses, gather critical management data, and help guide research efforts to determine potential causes. Zach Browning, a fourth-generation commercial beekeeper, says honeybees are the backbone of our food system, pollinating crops that feed our nation. Continued losses mean we won't sustain our current level of food production. These stories and more, see JosephPost.com.